The activities of illegal miners are still assuming alarming proportions to the extent that President John Mahama has directed MMDAs to act decisively to stop the destruction of the environment. Reports say strange diseases are affecting people in calamity-prone areas as a result of the chemicals used and dust emanating from their activities. Radio Ghana caught up with some opinion leaders who expressed the need for collective action to deal with illegal mining once and for all. First, Dr. Clement Apak of the Forum for Accountable Governance.
I think that nobody should be surprised that the president has given this directive. Those of us who have been very keen on the studies of the president, even during the campaign, and even if you look at the manifesto based on which he won the election, it is very clear that he had indicated that his government and under his leadership, they were going to take bold action to ensure that the menace of galamsey, small-scale mining, is put to a rest for several reasons. As you rightly indicated, not only are we losing lives, because not long ago we had one pit caving where it is speculated that in excess of 17 young men, likely, and even a few young women perished. We know that most of these small-scale miners as well, they engage in excavations in places where they shouldn't, and even when they are finished, they don't even have the temerity of backfilling the cavities that they have created, destroying forests, polluting water bodies, and now we are hearing about this strange disease which is attacking those involved. And I want to believe that it is as a consequence of the chemicals that they use, because they use a lot of unapproved methods and means. And because their activities are criminal and against the law, I believe that some others may have taken advantage of that to be supplying them with some chemicals that could be causing this very strange disease. And Mr. Ankra, the very saddening thing, and I think the reason why the president has become rather extremely concerned, is also the fact now not only the southern tip of the country, but it has even extended to the northern parts of Ghana as well. You know, so the situation is really very dire, and I think that district assemblies, traditional authorities, and the security agencies must work with government to ensure that we bring this menace to an end. But it has to do with we, the members of society. Who are those who sponsor these galamsey operations? Who buys the equipment? Who orders the chemicals? Who gives out the land? These are all very critical questions that we must ask and seek answers to if we are going to get to the bottom. So it's a good call, but as usual, the president cannot do this alone. Even the district assemblies cannot do this alone. It must be a collective effort by society. We must be willing to expose and give up the few who are willing to destroy our future just for personal gain. If we don't do that, then yes, the intent may be there, but we wouldn't make as much progress.
On the role of traditional rulers and the security agencies to address the menace, Dr. Apak says the time has come for landowners and the custodians of the land to be sincere in the way they engage illegal miners to operate in their areas.
Yes, I believe that it is about time that our traditional authorities also stand up and do what is right. Quite clearly, if you look at our land tenure system in Ghana, it is the case that the state, whilst has, primary authority, by our traditional customary practices, it is the traditional rulers who are the custodians. And it is true also that many of them have been responsible for either ignoring, turning a blind eye, or practically giving away tracts of land for these types of operations. So yes, as we are looking at tackling this issue, it must be a collective effort. The state agencies responsible, the security apparatus, must work with the traditional authorities, I would suggest, through the national houses of staff of chiefs and their regional offices, to ensure that those who have a tendency to give away land for these types of operations without doing the due research or background checks, to ensure that those that they are giving the lands to are properly registered and legal, certainly should also be held accountable. Because when it comes to the collectivity of the Ghana project, nobody is above the law. And if the additional authorities are found wanting, they should also face the music.
The convener of the Forum for Accountable Governance, Dr. Clement Apak, on how to deal with galamsey operation in the country.